You hold the Mishnayis Menachis, Perektes. Last day we just ended off the Mishnah Gimel. Again, the end of Mishnah Gimel again was talking about how many lugs you need for the Mincha. So again, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Shita was, Afilu Mincha Shal Shishim Yisaroin, Ein Lo Ela Luga. Even if you have a big Mincha in one Kli that holds 60 different Yisaroin of flour, still all you have to have is just one lug of Shemen. That's the way he dashens. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Lemincha v'loy shemen. See, dashens it means for a mincha never needs more than one lug of shemen. However, we do not hold the halacha like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Now, shisha lapor, for a korban of a por, you have to bring six lugim for its mincha, which is the chatzihin. Arbol ayil, if you bring a ram, you have to have four lugim. Shloisha lakev, if you bring a lamb, you have to have three. And shloisha machza lemenorah, to light the menorah, you have to have 3.5 lugim of shemen, because mechatzi loig b'chol ner, we had 7 nairs there, so each one had to have a chatzi loig. So together it's 3.5 lugim of shemen. Mishnah Dalet, mi'arvin nichse elim b'nichse parim. Let's say the nechosim from a korban of an isle of a ram got mixed up with the nechosim of the korban of a par, or else nichse kvosim b'nichse kvosim. Let's say the nechosim from a kevis got mixed up with the kvosim, which in these cases they're both equal. Like the beginning of the mission again was nichse elim, which is two lugim for an isarin, got mixed up with the nichse of a par. It's also the same halacha. It's two lugim for an isarin. Now another case is nichse kvosim b'nichse kvosim, also the same thing. So every mincha for keves is comes isarin solus with shloisha lugim shemen. So therefore, if they get mixed up, you can still bring them. What about Shel Yochid b'shal tzibur, v'shal Yochid got mixed up with the mincha b'shal tzibur, Shel Yoyim b'shal emosh, it's still kosher. Avol ein ma'orvin nichsei kvasim b'nichsei parm v'yelim. But you can't mix up the keves aleim with the nechasim of a parm v'yelim, because they're different shirim. Those are two lugim for nisarin, and by keves, it's three lugim for the nisarin. Let's say first you mixed up taka the shemen with the kevis, with the flour by itself. You mixed up the nesachim for the kvosim by itself, and you mixed up the shemen with the flour for the purim by itself. So the minchas were kosher. Then if the menachas got mixed up, still it's kosher. But if the flour got mixed up before you made the blila, before you put the shemen in, then it's possible, because you can't make a takana here, because they have different shiurim. The flour of a keves needs 3 lugim of shemen, and the flour of the other ones, the par, only needs 2. Ha keves ha boim oimer, the keves, the korban that they brought with the korban oimer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, afal pishe minchas akfula, even though it's minchas twice, lehoye nechas akfulim. But the nechasim, the nesachim was not twice. In other words, even though here the seilus itself was 2 isarin, instead of having a regular one of 1 isarin, here was 2, still the shemen and the yayin was the same. It was only gimelugim shemen and gimelugim yayin. Even though by regular one, even though there's only 1 isarin of flour, you have to have gimelugim and gimelugim. But here, even though the mincha was double the amount by the oimer, that you have to have 2 isarinus, still the shemen and the yayin was the same thing, just gimelugim for both. Mishnehei, kol hamidoi shehoyu b'migdosh hoyu nigdoshes. All the measuring cups that they use in the migdosh was nigdoshes, means the measuring was if it overflew on top. Like if you have, let's say you want to measure flour, you have a flour cup. So you can measure it by mochuk, means smooth it out on top, or else godosh means no, you let it pile up even on top of the cup. Like you keep on flowing a much flour on top until it falls down to the sides, but there's like a pyramid on top. That's called nigdoshes. Chutz misho kohen gadol, excluding the one of the kohen gadol, shoye goitsha letoicha, they used to make the gedusha in the goitsha inside it, not going up on top, which means mochuk, smoothing out. No, it was a bigger measuring cup, what they used for kohen gadol. Midos halach, when they used to measure a liquid, it's beirutzeihem kodesh. Beirutzeihem means the overflow of it that goes on top of the kli is also kodesh. That means shemidah salach, Mekadeshes was Mekadesh even the Birutzei, even the foam that comes on top of it. Olmidas Hayovish, when you measured something with a dry measuring cup to measure dry stuff, then Birutzeim Choyol. The overflow, it flows on top, that's still called Choyol, that doesn't have Kedusha to it. Rabbi Kiva says, Midas Halach Kodesh. The measuring cup to measure liquid, it's Kodesh. Lefikach, therefore, Birutzeim Kodesh. Therefore, the overflow on top, the foam on top, also has Kedusha to it. But Midas Hayovesh Choyol, but the measuring cups that they used to measure off the flour, that didn't have Kedusha, it wasn't like a Kli Sharis, it was Choyol. Lefikach, therefore, he says, Birutzeim Choyol. The overflow on top is also Choyol. Rabbi Yosi says, Loi Mishum Zeh, that's not the reason. Ela Shehalach Nekor, V'Hayovesh Enoi Nekor. Look, Rabbi Yosi is saying another reason why the Ritzayim, the overflow of the liquid, is Kaddish. He says because Nekor means, like when you have, let's say, the foam goes on top, what happens is it falls down into the Kli, and then it like overflows. So since it's Nekor means like it goes into the Kli, that's why it's Kaddish. But for Hayovich, if you have an overflow on top of dry flour, that's Ena Nekor. Like the top of the flour does not fall down back into the Kli. So therefore, since it never gets inside the Kli, that's why it's not Kaddish. Now, Mishnah Vav. The locher is Kol Korbanos HaTzibor VaHayochid Tunim Nesachim. Any korban that you bring, whether it's a korban HaTzibor, korban HaYochid, you have to bring the Nesachim. That means Minchas Nesachim. You have to bring a Mincha with the korban. Chutz min HaBechor. Only if you bring a korban HaBechor, VaHaMeiser. The Meiser, you have 10 new animals. The 10th one is Meiser. VaHaPesach, a korban Pesach. VaHaChatis, a korban Chatis, VaYoshem. That these things do not have to have a mincha with it. Ela shechatosa shomatzera v'yashamay tunin nesachim. Only the mincha, only the chatas of a matzera and its osham has to have nesachim with it. But other chatois and ashamis do not have nesachim with them. And the pshat is because the pasuk is mashma v'yasisim ishal Hashem oiloi zevach lafala neder on nedava. But only kabbonis that can be brought by teres and neder on nedava, they have to have nesachim with it. You have to bring the mincha and the yain with it. But these kabbonis that are not brought by teres and nedava, or a chattis or a bechor or a maaser or a pesach, it's only a chayiv, they do not have to have nesachim with them. Mishnah Zayin. Kol kabbonis hatzibur ein behem smicha. Any korban tzibur do not have to have smicha, means that somebody puts his hands on top of the head of the korban. Chutz min ha-par ha-bua ha-kol ha-mitzvus. Excluding the par that's brought if Rav Klayas or did a chet, did an avera, but luckily you have to bring a par ha-bua ha-kol ha-mitzvus, so such a par is toyin smicha. The Sanhedrin has to make smicha. Now, v'soyi ha-mishtalech, the same thing, the sword that they send away la'azoz l'yom b'kipurim, it's also toyin smicha from the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, av si'irei avoy dezora. If you also bring a korban, a soyer for the chet of avoy dezora, also the same thing, that the tzibur, even though it's a korban at tzibur here, still you have to have a smicha. When the Bezdim was Hora, and the tzibur did the chet of avoy dezora, that the tzibur has to bring this korban, so it's toyin smicha. Kol korbanas hayochidot tunin smicha. Any korban that a private person brings, he has to have smicha. The owner has to put his hands on top of the korban. Chutz min ha-bechor, excluding the korban bechor, v'yamaisa, maisebeinu, v'yapesach, v'hayorish seinach. Let's say you yashin your father's korban and you're bringing it, then the yorish, the son, he's like the owner now, he has to make a smicha. Omevin nesachim omever, omeimer. A yorish could also bring nesachim for his father's korban, or then he's enough of an omer, enough of a bailam to make tamura. If he says zeh tacha zeh, he could also be meimer, he could also make tamura on his father's korban. The Mishnah Ches, Ha'kel Samchim. Whoever taka brings his own korban, he has to make semicha. Chutz mi'cheresh shayt v'kotim. Unless he is a cheresh shayt v'kotim, doesn't have das, they don't have das, so they don't have to make a semicha. Now, Suma v'nochri v'yoeved v'yashaliach v'isha u'smicha shiori mitzvah. That a suma, blind person, or else a nochri, a goy, or eved, v'yashliach, v'isha, In any one of these cases, even Eved brings a korban, or a shliach, or an isher brings a korban, well, smicha shiur mitzvah. Means the smicha by them is not makir. They don't have to make the smicha. It's only if they want to, they could. If not, not. Now, al harosh, what was smicha? Pishtei yadayim used to make the smicha on top of the head of the animal with their two hands. Pishtei yadayim. Over mokim shesoich min shechtim. The same place where they make the smicha on the head. That's what used to make the shchita. The take of the smicha shchita, and right after the Bailam would make the smicha, that was the mitzvah to make a shchita. Now, when the Mishnah says of a mokim shesoichim shechtim, it doesn't mean on the head, means the place where they make the shchita. It means in the Azara, the same mokim in the Beis Hamikdash where you make the smicha, that's where you're supposed to make the shchita. Because the halacha is the take of the smicha shchita, right after the smicha, you have to make the shchita. Now Mishneh Tes, Choymer b'smicha mibar tenufa. There's a more chumra dik halacha about making smicha than over tenufa when the Bailam has to pick up the korban or the mincha. Over tenufa sheva smicha, and sometimes tenufa is more chumra than smicha. She'echad meinef l'chol achaberim. One person can make a tenufa of everybody. Like if a few people got together to bring the korban b'shutfis, so one person makes the tenufa to everybody. But v'yein echot tzaymach l'chol achaverim. They have a few shutfim in the korban. You can't have one person to make smicha of everybody. But rather, everybody has to make his own smicha. For choyme ba tenufa, there's a churman tenufa also. She'a tenufa neheges v'kabonas ha-yochin or v'kabonas ha-tzibar. A korban yochin, a korban tzibar, you have to make tenufa, you have to pick it up. Ba'chayim u'ba'shchutim, when the animal's alive, or even after shchita. Doesn't apply by smicha. Ein baruach chayim mean, let's say the mincha soimer or mincha sasoito lach meitoy de benozir. By mincha also sometimes you have to make a tenufa. The Bailam has to pick it up. Mashenkin by smicha, there's no smicha by a mincha. Smicha putting hand is only on top of a korban and not on a dove shein baruach chayim. Yeperek Yud. First Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Ho'imer ho'yubo ba'Shabbos, that the minchas ho'imer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, is doicha Shabbos. That means if the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still they brought the Oimer. How did they bring the Oimer on Shabbos? Mishol ha'soyin. They used to first gather, cut off three saws worth of soilus, three saws worth of barley, and from this they would sift it down until you finally get one pure Isarim. Ubachol, let's say the second day of Pesach, Shisha Osa Ben Nisan comes out on the weekday, then Nechomish. Then they would cut down five soyim of a barley, and from that they would sift it down until they finally get a pure Isarim. Seals on Shabbos, they did a little bit less than the weekday, in order to try and be Mamayat on the Chilul of Shabbos. However, the Chomim say, Echad b'Shabbos v'Echad b'Chol mishalosh hayibo. Even on the weekday, they only had to start off with three saws worth of barley, and from that they would start to sift it down until they get a pure isarin worth of the fresh the chadish tikkah barley. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kana Meiner, he used to say, b'Shabbos if shishos to the 16th day of Nisan, second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, or yenikser biyochid. Like we said, even though it's doicha Shabbos, you're allowed to do things. For this minchas oimer, it has a lach like a korban tzibur that's doicha Shabbos. It's a zman kavua. But when you did it on Shabbos, you used to cut it down. One person used to go down to cut down the barley over magal achas. He would only use one knife to cut the barley. Over kupa achas, he would put the barley into one basket. Over achol, what about if the 16th day came out in the weekday? Then b'shloisha, there would be three people there cutting it down. Over shlosh kupas, they would have three different baskets. Over shlosh magolis, there would be three different knives to cut it down with. And the pshat is because there's an inyan to do it. Barabim as the person mitzvah, everybody should know they're oisik now in the mitzvah of ksiras ha'imah. The chum say though that echad b'shabbos v'echad b'chol, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the 16th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, still b'shloisha, we would have three people cutting down the barley. Over shloisha kupas, they would use three baskets. Over shalosh magolas, and they would use three different knives. In other words, a chum hold, because of this inyan of pirsum ha-mitzvah, You could even do this on Shabbos also. Mishnah Beis. Mitzvah Soimer Lova Minakorv. You're supposed to bring the Oimer, the wheat, from the barley from a place Korv to Yerushalayim. Loi Bicher HaKorv Yerushalayim. Let's say all the wheat near Yerushalayim did not become ripe yet. It's not finished being ripe. Then Mevi'in Oysa Mikol Mokom. Then you're allowed to bring it from any place. As long as it comes from Eretz Yisrael, you can bring the new barley to be used for the Minchas Oimer. Maise Shebo Migagois Tzrifim. Once happened, they brought the barley from this place called Gagoy Srifim, and Ushtei Halecha Mibikas Ayin Seicher. And once happened, they had to bring the wheat for the Shtei Halecha that's brought on Shruis from this place called Mibikas Ayin Seicher. In other words, it once happened that they could not bring from Yerushalayim itself. The Gemara says, because it was the middle of a Mechamba there, then they couldn't get from Yerushalayim, so the Taka took the barley or the wheat from places outside Yerushalayim. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad hoyoisin. How did they do the Ksiros Yoyma? How did they cut down the barley for the Yoyma? So Shluchei Bezdin Yoytzim Erev Yomtif. The Shluchim, the messengers of Bezdin, used to go out on Erev Pesach, Erev Yomtif. The Yoytzim Oysoi Kirichos B'mechub L'karka. They used to go down to the field where the barley is growing, that they're going to cut it down on the 16th day. In other words, really on Moitzoy Yom Tov, Moitzoy, the first day Yom Tov of Pesach, that's when the mitzvah is to cut down the Oimer. But they used to go check it out on Erev Yom Tov, and they would tie it up. Ois and Krichos, they would tie up the top of the barley when it was still attached to the ground. Kidei Shehei Noach Likser, in order that when they're going to come back again on Moitzoy Yom Tov of Pesach, the first day Pesach, they're going to be able to cut it down easily. If it's already tied, the top of the stalks are tied together, it's very easy to cut it down on the bottom. So they made it easy that we're going to cut, when it will become Moitzoy Yom Tov, it will be easy to cut it down. Now, V'chol ha-yoris ha-smuchas l'shom, mischansas l'shom. All the cities that were around this place where they're going to cut down the Oimer from, used to gather there. Kidei shehei nikta b'eisek gadol, in order that at the time when they are cutting down the Oimer, the barley for the Oimer, there should be a lot of people around there. We'll soon see why we needed so many people, why there was such a big inyan to have the piercing b'shas this mitzvah. Now, chevon shech ha-shecho, as soon as it became evening, as soon as it became the end of the first day of Pesach, oimulahem, they would say to them, in other words, one would say to the other, the people that are going to go to cut it down, bo ha-shemesh, did the sun set, like is it after Shkia already? Oimrim hein, they would answer back, yes. And again, they would ask, Abu HaShemesh, did the sun go down already? Oimrim Hein, they would say yes. And we'll soon see this happen three times. Then they would say, Magalzu, like, should I cut down with this knife? Oimrim Hein, they would say yes. Again, Magalzu, should I use this knife? Oimrim Hein, they said yes. Kupazu, should we use this basket to put it into? Oimrim Hein, they said yes. Again, they ask, Kupazu, should we use this basket? Oimrim Hein, they said yes. Now, by Shabbos, let's say the 16th day is Shabbos, so this is Friday night now. Oimrim lehem, they would say, Shabbosu, today is Shabbos, like should we still, today is Shabbos. Oimrim hein, they said yes. Again they asked, Shabbosu is today Shabbos. Oimrim hein, yes. Then they would ask, Ektsar, should we still cut down today? Vehem oimrim loy, and they would say, Ktsar, cut. Again he would ask, Ektsar, should we cut down today on Shabbos to the barley? Oimrim hein, loy, Ktsar. The Behem Oimrim Lo, they would say back then, Ketzor, yes. Now the Mishnah explains clearly that Shloisha Pomim Akol Dover V'Dover. They would ask every question three times. Vein Oimrim Loi, Hein, Hein, Hein. And they would say back to him, yes, yes, yes. Now the Mishnah explains, Kol Koch Loma. How come there were so many questions involved here? And how come you had to have so many people involved here? Bishastik Tzira Seimer. So the Mishnah says, Mefnei Habai Seisim. In order to tell the Baisaisim like that they are wrong. The Baisaisim, these were people that were Koifer B'Terah Shebapeh. They did not believe the way we dashed the Terah Shebapeh, but rather they only went the way it says in the Terah Shebiksav. Shoyoimim, because they used to say, Ein Kitziras Oimer B'Moitzoy Yomtif, that the mitzvah is not to cut down the Oimer on the second day of Pesach, Moitzoy Yomtif Rishon, rather the Pasuk says, Nimokras HaShabbos, so they would always wait until the first Moitzoy Shabbos after the first day of Pesach. That's the day to bring the Yoma. And we hold not like that. We hold a Shabbos here. Mimachros HaShabbos means the Moitzoy of the first day Yom Tov of Pesach. Therefore, in order to prove and to show everybody that they are wrong, there's this mitzvah to do this mitzvah, Tziras Omer, prepare some in front of a lot of people that everybody should know that by Saisim are wrong. Mishneh Dalet. Kitzaruhu, say after they cut down the barley, the stalks for the Omer, Unasanuhu Bakupas, they put it into the baskets. In the basket, have Yuli Azor. Then they brought it into the Azor, that's the Chotzer of the Beis Hamikdash, and over there, Hoyumahavavin Oisaybor. They used to like scorch it, like let fire go around it. Kidei Lekayim Bo Mitzvahs Koli. In order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Koli, like the Pasuk says, Oviv Kolu Beish. It means first you have to like roast it a little bit in fire. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Then when it was still in the stalks, that's when they used to like roast it, let the fire go over it a little bit. The Chachamim say though, Ba'akonim no, used to take kanim reeds over kolochos and with stalks. They would first hit the stalks of barley. Kedei shelo yismoich. In other words, they didn't use the regular sticks to hit it with, in order not to crush it. But they used to hit it. They used to hit the stalks when it was still wet, in order that the kernels of barley should fall out. Now the kernels of barley nesanu laabuv. They put it into this kli called an abuv. The abuv hoyimenukav was a holy kli, to the type like of a basket they put it into. Kedei she'ya or sherlet bekulay, because they hold when did you first scorch it to be the kind of loch of kli. That's the of a kli esh. That's of a kolu beish. That's only after they made it into kernels. So now when they had it in kernels, now with this kli the abuv, they would scorch it over fire. Then shetachu bi azara, they would throw it out on the floor of the azara. V'horuach min hashevus boy, and the wind would come and blow on it in order to dry you off its wet. Then osanu berechaim shagrosus, they would put it into the grinder that used to grind the big beans grosses, which ground it pretty thick like. Then v'hoitziu from this mimenu isaron, they took out an isaron shumenupa mishloish esrei nafot, like we learned before, that this flour was sieved in 13 different sieves. Fi hashor, the leftover flour though, what do they do with that? Nifta, that they were poida, like it had kedusha to it, and the leftover after the isarin, they would be poiderit. And therefore, v'nechel l'chol adam, whoever wanted to buy it to be poiderit has a right to eat it. V'chayiv b'chala, the aloch of that flour is, you have a chiyuv to take off chala, because the chiyuv of chala is first chal b'shav gilgul. When you make a dough, you put the water into the flour, and at that time it was already nifta, it's not kodush, so it's chayiv b'chala. But upotim in a maisros, you potter from this leftover barley of the yomer, because the chayiv maisros comes b'shas pri, shas you make it into a pile. At that time it was still kodush, therefore it's potim in a maisros. However, Rabbi Akiva, mechayiv b'chala b'maisros. Rabbi Akiva says no, that this leftover flour is chayiv both in challah and in maisros, because he learns betchila they're only makdishit the exact amount that they need. So the leftover now really had never had kedusha on it. Now lamafreya. So therefore it's chal the maisros. Bola lisaron. Then they would finally take this isaron's worth, an isar tenth of an ephah of this barley flour. V'nosan shamna ulavaynosay. They would put inside it the oil that the mitzvah was. And they put inside the levoina, yotzak. Then they would pour the shemen over again. Ubolo, they would mix it up. Hainif, they would do the mitzvah tenufa of picking it up. The higrish, they would bring it towards the mizbeach, mitzvah sagosha. Then v'komatz, the kohen would make a kemitza, take a handful out of it. The hikter, and he would burn on top of the mizbeach this kemitza worth of the flour. The hashor, the leftover flour of the minchas oimer, was nechal kahanim. The kohanim had a right to eat it. Mishnehei, Mishakorav Oimer, after they brought the Korban Oimer, right after the Makravit, Yoitzim, they would go out, Umoitzi and Shuki Yushlaim, Shumole Kemach Bakoli. They would find all the streets in Yushlaim that had already their flour that was Koli, that was like roasted already. In other words, from the new Chodesh, from the new crop. And this was Shaloi Birotzechachom. The Chum did not like this. They did not give the Heter to do this because they're afraid it comes out now that people cut it down. They cut down the Chodesh, the new Tfuah, before they brought the Korban Omer. In order that the streets would be full of it, it had to be that they cut it down before. So Chum were afraid because the Lachar is Chodesh. You're not allowed to eat the new Tfuah, the new wheat that grew that year, before you brought the Korban Omer. So if the Klai Yisrael would go and cut down the new Tfuah, whether it's wheat or barley, the Chum were afraid maybe they'd come to eat it. Therefore, the Chum did not like that. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Ritzoyin Chacham HaYoysin. No, the Chum said it's okay. We don't care if they cut down the new Tfuah before the Yomer. Because the Chum were not afraid that a person would come to eat it. Because everybody knows the Yisra of Chodesh, that the new Tfuah that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it until you brought the Korban Yomer. Therefore, we're not afraid if people would come to cut down the new wheat. But the halacha is though, once they brought the Korban Omer, the Smincha, Hutar HaChodesh Miyad. Right away, you're allowed to eat any new wheat, any new crop that was grown. Chodesh applies to the five minim, barley, wheat, kusmin, shibarlisho, oats, rye, and spelt. So the halacha is, as soon as you brought the Korban Omer, right away it's mutter to eat from this new Chodesh. Now, the people that are far away from Yerushalayim, mutarim mechatzoyis hayom alahalan. They were only mutter to start eating the Chodesh from chatzoyis hayom. In other words, they did not know exactly when they brought the Korban Omer of that day, but for sure it was brought before chatzoyis. So therefore, from chatzoyis, midday of the 16th day of Nisan, they had a right to start eating their Chodesh. But this is only bisman we had the Beis Hamikdash, when they brought the Korban Omer. What about Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash? After the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, then Hiskin Rabbi Yechon and Ben Zaki made a takono sheyayim ha'neif kulo yosa. He said, like now, the whole 16th day of Nisan is still osa tita chodesh. You have to wait until after Moitzoi, the second day of Pesach. On this mashmas only takona midiraisa would be mutar. It's only midrabbonin. On this Omer Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's also this man you don't have the Korban Omer. Shenem the Pesach says Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh that you have to wait till the end of the whole day of the 16th day. So it comes out that when they had the Korban Omer Bisman the Beis Hamikdash, true, then everybody agrees when you bring the Korban Omer, that's when it's mutter. But Bisman like now when we don't have the Korban Omer, then you have to wait till the end of the 16th day midiraisa. Now the Mishnah explains. How come the halacha was bizman they had the Beis Hamikdash that the people living far away from Yerushalayim they have to wait until Chatzos Hayom or when it comes Chatzos Hayom then they're allowed to eat the new Chodesh because they know for sure that the Bezdim means the Kahanim that work in the Beis Hamikdash they're not lazy and for sure by Chatzos Hayom they already brought the Korban Omer. That's why from then on they're allowed to start eating the Chodesh, from the new crop. Mishnah Vav, Ho'imer Ho'yumata Ba'Medina. The Omer, as soon as they brought the Omer on the 16th day of Nisan, it's Matanab, the Medina means outside the Beis Hamikdash. For a private person to eat from his wheat, he's allowed to eat the new wheat that grew that year. U'shtei HaLechem Ba'Migdash. But what about to bring for the new crop, for a mincha, in the Beis Hamikdash? That you're only allowed to start bringing the new crop of wheat from Shavuos onwards after they brought the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem, that was the first mincha brought from new wheat that was grown that year. Now, Ein Meviim Menaches Ubikurim or Minchas Behema Koidim Loimer. Like you're not allowed to bring from mincha from the new wheat, either Minchas Bikurim, from Stamon Menaches or Bikurim or Minchas Behema before the Korban Omer. Like we said, because then the Chodesh is also teeth, so you can't bring it for Mincha. V'im hevi posel, if you do bring it, the Mincha is posel, because it's not something you're allowed, it's something you're not allowed to eat. What about Koidim L'Shtei Alechem before Shavuos? Let's say between Pesach and Shavuos, if somebody brings a Mincha from Chodesh, from the new crop, the new wheat, Halacha is Lo Yov, you're not supposed to bring it. But V'im hevi, if you do bring it, Kosher, you're still Yaitzi your Mincha, because the Maisa, since a private person in regular Yisrael, is allowed to eat it. There's no Marisa Chodesh, even though you're not supposed to bring it for Mincha, you're not supposed to bring it to the base to the Mizbeach, because the Torah's Mashma, the Shtei Halechem that you bring on Shavuos, that's supposed to be a Mincha Chadosha. That's supposed to be the first Mincha brought from the new crop. That's only though lechatchila the mitzvah.
However, if you do bring it from the new crop, still the locher is kosher. It's kosher lemincha.
Mishnah Zayin. Ha'achitim, that's wheat, v'asarim, that's barley, v'akusmin, that's the spelt, v'shibol shol, that's oats, v'ashifun, that's roi. Chayovim b'chala. These are the five different types of tefuah that if you make a dough out of it, you chayav to take off chala from it. Umetztorfim zem ze. And even though you need a shear, there's a certain amount, how much flour you have to be mechayv yourself in chala, that the locher is that, which is chameshes reboyim kemach. So the locher is mitztorfim zem ze. You don't have to have all the flour from one type. You could have half a flour of wheat, of barley, of kusmin, the raw mitztorf together. The yasurim bechodesh. And all of them have the yisa chodesh. That means you're not allowed to eat from these two before the second day of Pesach. You have the yisa chodesh applies to all these types of two, these five types of two. All right, a turnover. Again, so the Mishnah says that these five minim, we have the Yisra Chodesh. So the Mishnah says, V'yasurim b'chodesh m'lefnei ha-Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the crop that grew like before Pesach, up until you bring the Oimer. Now, u'meliksar m'lefnei Oimer. You're not allowed to cut it down either, or before the Oimer. The Midrabbanan, they don't want you to cut down the new crop before they bring the Korban Oimer, because we're afraid maybe you come to eat from it. Now, v'yim heshrishu koidim l'Oimer. Let's say the crop that you grew, you planted, it was nishrash, means it started to grow before they brought the korban oimer, then the locher is oimer matirin. In other words, as long as you planted it before Pesach, and the ashrash and the roots started to catch, before they brought the korban oimer, that's the locher, the oimer is mat, but it's not, there's no issa chodesh on it. The yimlov, let's say they first planted it after the oimer, that's why you have to be careful about the wheat. A lot of times they plant it after Pesach, then asurim. Then that wheat that grows has an issa chodesh on it. Achiyovi oimer habo, and it can't eat it until next year, until after they bring the korban oimer, or the 16th day passes by of Nisan the next year. Mishneches, koitzrim beis hashlochim shebamokim. You're allowed to cut down the new wheat even before the oimer, and the beis hashlochim means in a field that you have to water it. Shebamokim in the low valleys. And the pshat is that the tfua that grows there is not so good. So for sure they're not going to use it for the Yomer, therefore you're allowed to cut it down even before the Yomer. Avoloi goitshin, but you're not allowed to make big piles like big storehouses from it, because then the chum were afraid maybe you come to eat from it. Anshe Yericho, the people in Yericho, koitzren berotze chachomim, they cut down that tfu even before the Yomer with the heter of the chachomim. The chum said it's okay, because that tfu was bad tfu, and if they wouldn't cut it down, could be get ruined. But the goitshin shalei b'rotzeh chachamim, they also made a big pile, a big storehouse out of it. That was not with the rotzeh chachamim. Like we learned before, the chum said, this you should not do. For le'nichu b'yodeh chachamim. However, the chum did not stop them. The chum were not nichu, they did not stop them. Now, the locher is kaitzel l'shachas. You're allowed to cut down the tfua, the new tfua, even before you bring the korban oimer. If you're doing it before it's fully grown, or ma'achol b'heima, you want to give it to the animals to eat, that's mutter. In other words, it's muta ban, the chodesh is muta ban noah. Omra Beauty says, Eimer say, when is this? Bizman shehischel. If you started to cut it down, achla hevi shlish, before it grew a shlish. Then you could even finish even after it grows a shlish. If it's a third grown. Rabbi Shimon says, af yiktsor v'yachol af nishevi shlish. No, you could even start to cut down this new wheat even after it's grown a third already. As long as your purpose is, you're doing it to give it to the animals to eat. Mishnah Tess. Koitzrin mifnei hanatiyos. That means if you want to cut down the new wheat, even before the oimer, mifnei hanatiyos, if you have young trees growing there, and you're afraid the wheat may ruin the young trees, therefore you're allowed to cut down the wheat even before the oimer. Mifnei beis ovel, the same thing. You're allowed to cut down the wheat in your fields, even before the oimer. If you want it for a mokum of the beis ovel, you want it to have the place and Ovel could sit down there and they'll make the brichas of Elim when they come back from the Beis HaKvaros. Or else, bitul Beis HaMedrash, you don't have a place to have a shiur to learn there for the Talmidim, you're allowed to cut down your fields of wheat, even though it's before the Yomer. Now, lo yaso esim krichas, when you do cut down for these purposes, you should not make bundles out of them. Avo manichim tzvosim, but rather just leave them there.
just leave them bundles without being tied together. Mitzvah so'imer lovim min ha'koma. The mitzvah of the oimer is to come from koma, from tfuah that's growing straight up. In other words, that means when you first cut down the barley, you should cut it l'shem mitzvahs ha'imer. Loi matzav, you don't find for the oimer, you don't find that it's still attached to the ground. Yavim min amor, then the effort you're allowed to bring from bundles already of barley, even though it was cut down before, not l'shma, not l'shem mitzvah, you're allowed to use these bundles of barley. Mitzvah son lovim min alach, the mitzvah is to bring it when it's still fresh, still like wet. Loi matzah, you don't find wet, fresh ones. Yavim min ayavish, you can bring dried out barley. Mitzvah son liksa balayla, the mitzvah of the chidur is to cut down the barley at night, the night going into the 16th day of Nisan. Niksa b'yom, let's say you first waited to the day of the second day of Pesach, 16th day, kosher, it's also kosher. And now the Mishnah says, like we learned before, v'doiches haShabbos, even if the 16th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, still the mitzvah of Ksira Seimer is doiches haShabbos.
Yeperek Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Aleph, Shtei HaLechem, that they brought the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, the two special challahs, is Niloishos Achas Achas. They used to like knead the dough, each one separately. For each challah, they used to knead the dough by itself. They used to have an isaron of solus, 1/10 of an ephah, to make each one separately. V'nefo isachas achas. Also, they would bake it in the oven, each one separately. Lechem aponim. What about the lechem aponim that they had every Shabbos? The 12 of the lechem aponim is niloish echod echod. Each one separately used to have its own lisha, its own, like, you know, putting the flour and the water and the dough and the oil together, make each dough by itself. But v'nefe shnayim shnayim, when it came to baking in the oven, they used to bake two challahs the same time. They put two challahs into the oven together. Uvitfus hayu oisa oisan. They also had a special defus, like a special form that they would put the shtei lechem into it. Ukeshehu rodon, and when they would take the lechem upon him out of the oven, Noisnum bitfus, used to put into a second defus, a second type of a form. In other words, to keep the form of the lechem. Kedei shelo yiskalkalu, in order that each lechem, the shtei lechem, should not become ruined from its surah, from a type of a look that it has to have. Because the lechem had to look like a box. So therefore, it was in a special defus, a special box, to keep it in shape. So as soon as they took it out of the oven, they used to put it into another box, another form, to keep it in shape. Mishneh Beis. Echot shtei halechem v'yechad lechem aponim. Both, when they made the shtei halechem for Shavuos, or they made for every Shabbos, when they made it on Friday for the lechem aponim, lishoson v'yarichoson bachutz. The lishoson v'yarichoson is the making of the dough and the kneading of it. That could be done outside the Azara. It doesn't have to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. But v'afiyosen b'fnin, after they had the dough all made, then they brought it inside to have it baked inside the Azara. The yafiya, the baking, was done in the Azara. The einam doiches es haShabbos. These two were not doiches Shabbos. In other words, you have to bake the lechem aponim before Shabbos, and what did on Shavuos also the shtei lechem is not doiches Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says kol masein befnim. No, everything was done in the Azara. Even the lisha, the richosan, making of the dough, the kneading of it, that was also done in the Azara. Rabbi Shimon says, he always used to say that shtei halechem v'lechem aponim ksheres b'azara. It's true, if you want to, you can make the aricha, you can knead it in the azara itself if you want to. Ksheres b'beis pogi, but it's also kosher to do it outside also. Beis pogi, that's even outside the chayim, the wall of the harabayis. It's outside the azara. He holds it's kosher to do it either place. And according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds even the afiya, if you want the cross to be done outside. However, the Maisel Alok would let the Tanakhamam, that we hold the Lishosam Verichosam was done outside the Azara, outside the Beis Hamikdash. Only the baking of it, that was supposed to be done inside the Azara. Mishneh Gimel. Chavite Kohen Gadol. The special mincha that a Kohen Gadol brought every single day, which was made from 12 chalas, that he brought half 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. Lishoson v'yarichoson v'yafiyoson b'fnim. Here everything had been done inside the Azara. The kneading of it, the making of the dough, and the baking of it, it was all done inside the Azara b'fnim.
V'doiches es Shabbos. Here was Doiches Shabbos, because he had to bring it every single day. Even on Shabbos also, he had the mitzvah to bring his chavitin.
Tichunon v'har kedon einon doichen es Shabbos. However, grinding of the wheat and the harkodah, that's like sifting it out, that's not Doiches Shabbos, since this was possible to be done on Erev Shabbos, so you have no heter to do it on Shabbos. And Klal Amar Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva said the general rule over here is that kol melocha she'ef shalol le'yosos mi'erev Shabbos, any type of a melocha for this mincha, that it's possible to be done Erev Shabbos, ain't a Doiches Shabbos, then you have no right to be Doiches Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. But what about v'she'ef shalol le'yosos mi'erev Shabbos? Something like the kneading of it, the baking of it, that cannot be done Erev Shabbos, then a Doiches Shabbos. When it comes to Yom HaShabbos, the Kohen Gadol has his mitzvah to bring his mincha chavitin today. Therefore, they're allowed to make the dough. They're allowed to bake it on Shabbos.
Mishnah Dalet. Kol ha-menachos yesh behem maisa kli bifnim. For all the different type of menachos, they used to have special kelim, which was called the kli shoros that had kedusha on it, that was used bifnim inside the azara. V'yein behem maisa kli bachutz. But there was no special kli, like a kli shoros that had kedusha to it, that would be used for a mincha when it was done outside the azara. Like whenever they kneaded the dough outside the azara for the lechem aponim or the shtei lechem, or else the grinding of it or the sifting of it, it was not done with a special kli shoros. It was done with the stam kli shachulin. Now ketzer, how do we have this? How do we make the shtei lechem and the lechem aponim? So shtei halechem, when they made the shtei halechem, the special two breads for shvuas or kon shiva, it was long 7 tefachim. A tefach is 4 etzboyes, like 4 inches. So it was long, kamat, something like 28 inches. For rochbon abo, and it was like 4 tefachim wide, it was like 16 inches wide. For karnoiseyem arba etzboyes, and by the corners of it, was also something sticking out by the corners, which was only 4 etzboyes, like 4 inches.
Now, with each corner, like this keren, this corner was 4 etzboyes. This was the shtei halechem. What about the lechem aponim, what they made for every Shabbos? That was orko asor. Each one of the chalas, each one of the 12 chalas, was 10 tefachim long. That's around 40 inches long. The rochboy chamisha, and it was wide 5 tefachim, around 20 inches wide. The karnois of shevat boys, and by the corners here was like up a 7 inches, seven fingers. Rabbi Yehuda says shaloi tita. He used to make a simon, a sign, not to forget. So he would said zedad yehaz. In other words, for the shtei halechem zayin dalid. That means Zayin Tfachim was the Orkon, Dalet Tfachim was the Rochbon, and Dalet Atzboyes was the Kainosav. That's the Zayin Dalet Dalet. And the second simon was Yehaz, Yud Hey Zayin is for the Lechem Aponim. It was Yud Tfachim long, it was Hey Tfachim wide, and Zayin Atzboyes the corner. Ben Zayim says, the Pasuk says, V'nosato al HaShulchon Lechem Aponim Lefonai Tomid. You should put on the shulchan lechem ponim always. It means it stayed there from Shabbos to Shabbos. And with darshan shehei leponim, it's supposed to have a face like a form to it. And like we'll see in the next Mishnah, because of its sides to it, the sides of the form, it had a form on the lechem itself. Mishnah hey, ha shulchan, how big was the shulchan itself? The table that they used to put the lechem aponim on, ha shulchan orko asora. It was only 10 tefachim long, for roch by chamisha, and it was wide 5 tefachim. Now lechem aponim, how did they put lechem aponim? It exactly went on it. That orko yasara, the length of it was 10 tefachim long as the shulchan, for roch by chamisha, and it was wide 5 like the shulchan. So now, how did they put the lechem aponim on the shulchan? So Rav Yehuda holds that noisein orkoi kineged rochboy. They would put the length of the lechem upon him by the width of the shulchan, shel shulchan. Even though the width was only 5 tefachim,
And we're saying now the length of the lechem was 10 tvachim. So the pshat is that, like it says, v'koyfol tvachayim u'mechtso mikon, u'tvachayim u'mechtso mikon. The way the lechem looked, it was only really 5 tvachim long, but then on both sides of it, the extra 2.5 tvachim, they would like fold upwards. It was folded over the koyfol, the lechem itself was folded upwards, tvachayim u'mechtso mikon. There was 2 tefachim and a half on one side. So in other words, it looked like an upside down ches, that it was on the bottom straight 5 tefachim, and then it came up on one side 2.5 tefachim, then on the other side it came up 2.5 tefachim. So the length, instead of being 10 tefachim long, really was only 5 tefachim long, because the extra 5, like 2.5 on this side, 2.5 on that side, came up. So therefore this length they put by the width of the shulchan. Nimtza comes out orkoi memala kol rochba shel shulchan, that now the length of this lechem, which is only 5 tefachim, really long, fills up the whole width of the shulchan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meirim, and that's the way you have 2 different rows of the lechem upon him, because 2 rows fit on the shulchan. Rabbi Meir says, Har Shulchan Orka Shnei Mosim. No, the Shulchan was 12 Tvachim long. Baruch by Shishan was wide 6 Tvachim. So how do they put the Lechem upon him now? Lechem upon him Orka Yasar, true, the same thing. The Lechem was only 10 Tvachim long. Baruch by Chamishan was wide 5. So nice saying they put Orka Kineged Roch by Shal Shulchan. Again, like the first man of Yama, they put the length of the lechem against the width of the shulchan. Lechem should have been 10 tefachim long. So how could that fit only on the width of 6 tefachim? The pshat is again like we had before. The kofel, he would fold over tefachayim mikan, 2 tefachim on one side of the lechem, or tefachayim mikan on the other side. So it comes out that the lechem was 6 tefachim long. So the 6 tvachim went against the width of the shulchan, which was also 6 tvachim wide. Now, utvachayim revach b'yemtza, comes out there was 2 tvachim left over in this in between to have space there. Kidei shetayiruach menashavis b'neim, in order that there should be some air coming in between one lechem and the other lechem, that it should not become like spoiled. So these extra 2 tefachim, as the pshat is, each lechem was only wide 5 tefachim. So we're saying now we put the length of the 6 tefachim against the width of the shulchan. So it comes out though the width of the lechem was only 5, and the one next to it was also only 5. So it comes out you only use 10 tefachim of the length. So it comes out, and we said now according to this amount of Yamar Vimeya, the shulchan was 12 tefachim long. So it comes out in between there was 2 tefachim empty, that there should be some air, space there for the air to come in and to keep the challahs like fresh. Abishol says, Shom hayu noisnin shnei bezich levoina. Now those 2 middle tefachim, they used to put the bezichei, the cups of levoina. Shalechem upon them, they went with the lechem upon them. Omrulah, they said back to Abishol, no, v'aloi kvar nema, doesn't the pasuk say, V'nosata al hamareches levoina zaka, that you have to put on top of the rows of the lechem the levoina zaka, not in between but on top. Omalehem, so Abishol says back no. V'loik fanema, doesn't the pasuk say v'olof matem menashe, which really means on the side of shev matem menashe. So even though the pasuk says v'olof on top, sometimes it doesn't mean on top; it means right next to it. See here also. By the levoina, even though the pasuk says v'nasata al mareches levoina zaka on top, it doesn't mean really on top, but by the side would also be good. Right next to it on the side, that's also good. Mishnah Vav, arbo senifim shel zov hayusham. This is the way the shulchan itself was made. Like first, of course, they had the actual table itself. Now on the sides of the table, there were like 4 big beams that went straight up, 2 on each side, and on each end of the table. So that's called Abos Snifum, like 4 beams, Shel Zov, made out of gold, Hoyosham, that went up, Muftzolim Meirashayim, they were like carved out holes along this beam, Shoyosayim Chum Behem,
that on that they used to put the condom, the rods, to go straight across it to hold up the lechem upon him. Now, shnayim l'seidazir, u'shnayim l'seidazir, they had two beams like going up on one side of the table and two beams going up on the other side of the table in order to have the two rows of the lechem upon him going straight up on top of the shulchan. In other words, on the shulchan itself, there are two rows of lechem upon him going straight up. There are six on one side and six on the other side. Now, you can't just have the lechem, put one on top of another or crush them. So what you had to do is you had to have like a pole rods there going straight across, to hold up each lechem upon him. So what held up the rod? There were like two beams going straight up on opposite sides of the shulchan. And then you'd have rods like small condom, we'll soon see, going straight across from one beam to the other beam. And on top of these rods, they put the lechem upon him. So far we have four different beams going up, two on each end. Now, v'esrim u'shmoyne kanim, there were 28 rods that went across. Kechatzi konachol, each one of them was like the half of a kon of a reed that was hollow, like a half of a bamboo stick. Now, arba also l'say dezeh, there was 14 for one side, v'arba also l'say dezeh, and 14 for the other side. So the way they worked with the 14 was, like the bottom lechem upon him, that was on the shulchan itself. For that, you did not have to have any rods to hold it up. Now, the second, third, and fourth one, and fifth one, each one of those had three kanim going straight across. So for the four of them, for the four middle lechems, you had three kanim apiece. That was 12. And then for the top lechem upon him, since that didn't have so much weight on it, only one, they only had two rods going across. So together it was 14 rods on one side, and 14 rods, the sticks like to go straight across to hold up the lechem on the other side. Now the Mishnah says, lois sid the konim, not putting in the konim, these reeds, into the beams. For learning to lost them and not taking them away, doich es a Shabbos. This cannot be done on Shabbos. El or rather, how do they do this? Nichnas Nero Shabbos. They went in on Ero Shabbos, v'shemton, they took off the old lechem upon him, and they took off the old rods, v'noisnin li'orchon shal shulchan, and they put now the for the length of the shulchan. In other words, they left these rods on the shulchan, but they did not use it on Shabbos. So when they came in on Shabbos, they just took off the old lechem and put on top the new lechem, one on top of another, but they did not put the rods in yet, like to leave a space between one lechem and another lechem. That they first did Moitzoy Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, that would come in now, then to set up the rods to go across, one to go across, three to go across, in order to hold up the lechem upon him, to make a space between one and the other. So it comes out though, but on Shabbos itself, when they put the new lechem in the shulchan, it was just piled up one on top of another. Now, kol kelim shoyi b'migdosh, all the kelim in the migdosh, was orkon li'orkoi shabois. The length of it was put according to the length of the Beis HaMikdash, which the length was between Mizrach and Maariv, from east to west. So the same thing also, the Kelim, the Orkon was between Mizrach and Maariv. Now Mishnah Zayin, Shnei Shulchanos Hoyu B'ulam Mibifnim Al Pesach Abayis. They had two Shulchanos in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, that's in the Ulam in the Heichal, means if inside the Ulam. Al Pesach Abayis means opposite the Pesach of the Heichal. Echad shel Shayish, one was made out of marble, Shayish. V'echad shel Zav, one was made out of gold. Al shel Shayish, the one made out of marble, Noisnim lechem upon him bechnisosim. That used to put lechem upon him down when they first went in. V'al shel Zav, and on the gold one, b'tziyosim, the way out, like the old shteil lechem upon him, that they would put on the gold one. Why? Shemalden b'kodesh v'loy meridin. The cloud is you go upwards and not downwards. So you have to first start out with the Shayish, and then end up with the Shel Zav. Now, v'yechet Shel Zav mibifnim. There was one golden table, the real Shulchan, that was mibifnim, inside the Kodesh. She'olov lechem upon him tomid. But on that, we always had the lechem upon him. Like this was inside the Heichol, you had one Shel Zav. Now, arba kahanim nichnosim, they had four kahanim go in,
Shnayim biyodom shnei sedarim. Two of them had the two sedarim of lechem. Ushnayim biyodom shnei bezichim. And two of them had in the hands the shtei kapos, the two cups of levoina. V'yarbo makdimu lefneim. And four kanim went in before them. Shnayim lito shnei sedarim. Two of those kanim would first take off the 12 lechem aponims. Ushnayim lito shnei bezichim. And two of them would take away the two cups of the levoina. Hamachnisim, the ones that went in, oimdim betzofen, they would stay on the north side. Upneim ledorim, and their faces were toward the south. Hamoitzin, the ones that were taking out the lechem aponim, the old ones, oimdim bedorim, they would stand on the south. Upneim letzofen, and their face was towards north. Elu moishchin v'elu manichim, these would take off and these would put down. In other words, exactly as soon as he took off the old lechem upon him, the other kanim were there to put in the new one. He took off this one, they put in this one right away. Shenemot, like the Pasuk says, lefonai tomid. That like tomid means always, you always have to have the lechem upon him on the shulchan. So as soon as you take off the old ones, right away you have to put on the new ones. Rabbi Yossi says no. Afilu elu noitlen v'elu manichin. Even though some first take off, and then they themselves first later put on again, if it's done the same day on Shabbos, avzehoyse tamid. That's also called tamid. In other words, there shouldn't be a big hefsek, a day should not be in between. But as long as it was put together again, taken off and put together on the same day, that's also okay. Now yotzu v'nosnu al shulchan shozov. They used to take the lechem now outside. And they would put it down on the golden table outside, Shayib Ulam, that was in the Ulam. And then Hektiru HaBezichim, they would burn the Bezichim on Shabbos. V'hachalois, what they do with the Chalos, now the Chalos, the Shtei Lechem, that they the Lechem upon him, that they took out from the Shulchan on Shabbos, when they brought it outside, what did they do with these 12 Chalos? Mischalkos LaKahanim, it was given out to the Kahanim there. It was divided between the Mishmah that was going out and the Mishmah that was coming in. Because on every Shabbos, that's when they changed the watches of the Kohanim, there was a new Mishmah taking over. So they split it between them. Chol Yom Kippurim Lias B'Shabbos, what's going to be when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, is HaChalos Mischalkos Lerev. The Chalos are first divided up after Shabbos, after Yom Kippur by evening. Chol Lios Erev Shabbos, let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos, so then Soyer Shayom HaKippurim, the Soyer of Yom Kippurim, Nechol Erev, it's eaten, you could eat it on Shabbos, on Erev. In other words, this Soyer was brought on Yom Kippur itself on Friday. The din is you're allowed to eat it for one day and one night, so therefore they're allowed to eat it at night time on Shabbos. Habavliyim Oichlen Oisoy Kishuchai Bevnei Shadaiton Yofeh. That the Bavloyim means the people that came to be Eilu Regal, the Kanan that came from Bavl to be Eilu Regal, they used to be able to eat the meat raw. They did not have to cook it up. But when they Shadait and Yofa means they were not anistanis. They were able to take things to eat the meat raw. Yemishneches. Sider es lechem b'Shabbos. Let's say they put the new lechem, the lechem upon him on the Shulchan on Shabbos the way you're supposed to. V'yes ha'bezichem li'achar ha'Shabbos. But the bezichim, the two cups of bezichim of levoina that they put after Shabbos, v'hikteres avzichim b'Shabbos, but they burn then the next Shabbos, they burn the bezichim on Shabbos. The locher is psula, you should know this lechem upon him is posel, because the locher is you have to have the lechem there on Shabbos, and you have to put the bezichim there also there on Shabbos. They have to be there from Shabbos to Shabbos. If you first put the bezichim after Shabbos, so that lechem had no kedusha to it. Therefore, the lechem is posel. It has no kedusha to the lechem. Therefore, v'yein chayovim aleihem mishum pigul. If you have kavon at the time when you're being makta the bezichim, teed it or to do it the wrong time, it does not become pigul because the lechem has no kedusha. The same thing noisa. There's no halach of noisa on this lechem if you leave it over teed it a day late because the lechem does not have kedusha since you did not put the bezichim there on Shabbos. V'tomei, it does not have a halach of tumor either. Because the lechem had no kedusha. Because in other words, in order for the lechem upon him to have kedusha, it has to be put there the right way. That means you have to put the lechem there on Shabbos, and the bezichem has to be put there on Shabbos also. And then you have to burn the old bezichem on Shabbos. What about sidiras alechem? Let's say you put the lechem on the shulchan on Shabbos. V'yes ha-bezichem b'Shabbos, and you also put the bezichem there on Shabbos. But v'ikteres ha-bezichem liach ha-Shabbos, you first burnt the bezichem after Shabbos. You did not burn it on Shabbos the way you're supposed to. You burnt it first after Shabbos. The locker is posel, that again the lechem is posel. Since the bezichem became posel, he left it overnight another day too long, it becomes posel, therefore the lechem is also posel. And again, v'yein chayovim aleim, you're not chayiv on this lechem now, mishum pigul v'noise v'tomei. Since the lechem is posel, you don't have these yisurim. What about sidir es alechem v'yes abzichem liach haShabbos? You first put the lechem upon him and the bezichem on the shulchan after Shabbos. You missed it by a day. V'yikter es abzichem b'Shabbos, and then still you want to be burn the bezichem on Shabbos is also posel. It's no good, because it has to all three being done the same day on Shabbos. Now, Kate said, Yasa, what should you do with this lechem upon him in a case where it's like posel does not have kedusha yet? What can you do with it? So the halacha is, Yani chenu l'Shabbos abo. You should leave over this lechem for the next Shabbos. In other words, leave it on the shulchan for like for a week and a half. For come out like 2 weeks. Because the halacha is, Shafilu hi ala shulchan yamim rabin. Even though it's on the shulchan for a long time, still, the locher is ain't bekach klum. There's nothing wrong with it. In other words, since the lechem does not have its kedusha yet, there's no psul of lina, so you can leave it on even a long time. Like this lechem will first get its kedusha by next Shabbos, and then it has to stay on until the following Shabbos. So the following Shabbos, that's when you would take it off and use it then. The Mishnah test shtei halechem on Shavuot. The shtei lechem we brought necholos ain't pachas mishnayim.
All right, Mitzvah, we'll continue on the next tape.